Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. The third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame, responsible for the chaos around here. Bill Brandt joins us on a regular basis to restore some order. Tries hard, but with limited success. He's Bill, as you know, has been a member of our brain trust now for 21 years. He's one of the top problem solvers around the globe. He helps a lot of people work themselves out of some issues, businesses and countries. And he's a pretty darn good political operative and an honest broker. Bill, we just had an election. There are no tanks in the streets. There's some plywood on buildings in some of the hotbed downtown urban areas. But basically, as of right now, America is behaving itself, isn't it?
We are a nation that believes in a peaceful transfer of power. We're going to get one. I will tell you, as a Democrat, not to bury the lead, we did not have a good night last night. You know, the blue wave that was talked about didn't occur. We've lost some seats in the House, not endangering our majority, but making it closer.
Picked up a couple in the Senate, though.
No, I think we swapped one in Arizona and Alabama. We picked up one in Colorado. We may lose that one in Michigan, although I'm hopeful we'll keep it. But Susan Collins prevailed in Maine. Tillis prevailed in
North
Carolina.
What do you think the Senate count will be?
Probably 48-52, 49-51.
So that will still be two or three lost for the Republicans, but still the Republicans will be in control. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the Republicans will be in control of the Senate. Even if Biden is elected, if they have 51%, the vice president can break a tie, but there won't be a tie unless you've got a rogue Republican.
Right. You mean like that Mormon from Utah, as Biden calls him.
Well, I would like to describe him as the conscience of the nation. To be
the conscience. yeah. The Democrats. A Democrat would call him the conscience. So I think more like I do the guy whose name kind of says his behavior, Jeff Flake. So anyway, go ahead. What are some other? A week from now. Let me rephrase that. If on Friday the gavel drops on President Trump winning a re-election, what do you think will happen in America on Saturday?
I think right now, given how this has gone, there'll be a giant exhale that at least it's over. There will be a number of other people who, on my side, who have to recalibrate their sights and wonder. They're like the New York Giant football team, Jim. They had fallen in love with their own press releases. at some point, given this situation, you have to wonder, why aren't we talking to the other side? And for all the hubris we had, where did we miss our message with the Latinos in Miami-Dade County, with other places in North Carolina? So the truth is, and the Republicans are going to have to do the same
thing. Could part of it be that you just had a bad candidate?
Possibly. I could give you that. On the other hand,
you got to admit, and I mean this with great deference and concern. You got to admit, the man's not strong. Joe Biden's not strong.
I've spent some time. He's fine. He's fine. I think the problem is, this was a race about Trump, and frankly, whenever there's an incumbent on the ballot, it's always a race about. It's always about the incumbent's positions.
Well, one thing Trump did better than Biden did better than Trump. He let if Trump was digging a hole, he let him go, and Trump didn't. I got to give him that.
Biden's campaign was to let Trump dig a hole, and Trump stopped digging at some point, which is a smart move.
As we wrap up, though, will you agree with me that if we're going to find any comedy between the groups, Nancy Pelosi has got to stop saying things like Amy Coney Barrett's ascension to the Supreme Court is illegitimate. We have to stop saying things like that, don't we?
It didn't help. I will tell you something with Mitch McConnell. I'm no great fan of Mitch McConnell, but he said something as the Republican convention opened up that I thought was underrepresented and not understood by many people. He said, I'm Mitch McConnell. I'm the only member of the congressional leadership who doesn't live in California or New York. That's a stunning statement to
That's
make.
That's it, yeah.
A very politically astute statement, and therein lies your problem. And if you talk about abolishing the Electoral College, you just saw from McConnell what the outcome would be.
Well, what wisdom, folks. That's that little last comment. I'm going to let Bill end on that one because I don't think he can top that. Hey, Bill, good job today as always. My Twitter hashtag now, Bill, is God help us. What do you think?
No, my Twitter hashtag is we are all American.
There you go. I agree with that. I agree. Hey, Bill, good job today. God bless you and be safe and come back soon. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, and we love having him on the show. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. God help America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.